You're talented, fam. But when you don't get the results and support that you desire from your music, sometimes self-doubt can creep in and cause you to question your talent. But don't doubt yourself. You definitely have a unique value that people will appreciate. But to get the results you desire, it's going to take asking yourself a few specific questions and then putting an action plan in place based on those answers. Here are the questions you need to ask yourself. Question 1. Who is your ideal supporter? Who is it that you're specifically trying to communicate to with your music? Like, what demographic traits do they have? What are their fears? What do they need in life? What is their biggest want? These are just a few details that you can think of, but the clearer picture that you have of who that person is, the better you can define every part of your brand to connect with them. Question 2, what message or value are you trying to communicate to that supporter? What benefit would you like your ideal supporter to get out of your music? At the end of the day, we gotta realize, man, people care more about how they can benefit from what it is that you're offering versus the actual thing that you're offering. So the clearer you are on your benefit or value or message, the better you can define every part of your brand to make sure you connect with that ideal supporter. Question 3, and this is a biggie. Does your social media content, website, or music clearly communicate that benefit, value, or message to your ideal supporter? Everything we do and create should be framed to communicate our benefit, value, and message to that ideal supporter that we have in our mind. That's how we attract the right people to us. But if we don't do that, we're not reaching who we need to reach. Many times we cast our net too wide and end up missing the people who will authentically resonate with what we do. So we have to constantly reevaluate our strategy to make sure we're communicating the right thing to the right people. Because it's not about reaching everybody. Everybody ain't gonna connect with what it is that you do. You don't connect with what everybody does, you know? It's only certain things that resonate with you, and it's the same thing for everybody else. You wanna make sure you're doing the right things to reach the right people. Question 4, does what you do elevate your ideal supporter's life? Does what you do impact their life in some type of substantial way? At the end of the day, regardless of what business that you're in, we're all in the solutions business. People have problems, we create solutions, and people pay us for our solutions. So our music and anything else we do should be providing some type of solution that elevates our ideal supporter's life. Whether that's just entertainment or encouragement, confidence, faith, consolation, laughter, whatever it is, man, we have to constantly reevaluate what we offer to make sure it's providing the solutions or the elevations that we intend, because that's how you keep winning. People may forget your lyrics, they may forget your melodies, and in my case, they may forget your beats, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. It's all about impact, bro. And last but not least, question 5. Do you have a vehicle in place outside of social media to frequently reinforce your benefit, message, or value to your ideal supporter? Thing is, social media is great and it's necessary, but all these algorithm changes can quickly throw a wrench in your strategy. One month, your reach may be fantastic, then the next, you ain't reaching nobody because they done changed the algorithm again. You don't want to be a slave to those conditions, so that's why you also need email marketing, text marketing, or both in place to capture your audience's contacts so you can reinforce that connection. For email, you can do this with services such as AWeber, MailChimp, GetResponse, etc. It's a lot of them, but you use these to create an email sign up for your ideal supporters so that way you can stay connected through valuable weekly or bi-weekly or monthly emails. And for text, you can do this with services like Textedly, Simple Texting, and there's a lot of them out there. Just Google it. Now, I'm assuming you already got a website. You should in 2024, but if you don't, you can easily build your own website with something like Wix or Squarespace. There's a lot of options out there, man. It's kind of no excuse in 2024. You need that home base that your ideal supporter can come to and fully be encapsulated in what it is that you offer without being distracted by all the things on social media. You know, there's a lot of distractions on that joint. But yeah, man, with the email and the text marketing, anytime you have something of value to offer, anytime you have new music, new products, new merch, whatever it is, you have a way to directly contact that audience and let them know what you got going on without being subject to an algorithm keeping your post from being seen. Again, social media is an amazing tool to gain exposure. I mean, it's the number one tool to gain exposure right now, honestly. But if you're not capturing your audience's contact information via email marketing or text marketing, you're doing yourself and your ideal supporters a huge disservice. So you got to get that in there. So yeah, man, after you answer these 5 questions for yourself, identify the weak points in your strategy and put an action plan together to fix it. It's not an overnight process. It's also not a one-time thing. This is a continual process. We all have to frequently revisit and answer these questions for ourselves in order to keep moving the needle forward. This isn't an I got it all together type of thing. Hey, this is for me too. I demonstrate this in my business every day. So as I continually do this for myself, I hope this helps you as well. Thanks for listening, and God bless. Y'all be blessed.